2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, well, it's 19:30, and guess who's just walking up? Gonna say something? You gonna talk? No, nobody's gonna talk. Oh, bro, to you too. That's not loud enough. You gotta be loud, baby. You know, we're only loud, baby, when we're in the kitchen. Anyway, what am I talking about? It's 19:30 UTC, the time at which Pippa always shows up and wants to do kitty stuff because it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee High. And now we got the cat on the blankie. Yeah, hi. Hello. There's a cat sticking her face in my face. Oh, now I got a kitty tail in my face. Get your kitty tail. Now, where are you going? Okay, so after all that, the cat has decided to walk into the bathroom. Anyway, my name is Tobe. You may have known that part already. I am also the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a fact that you should also know at this point. And I'm drinking tea. I do love tea. It's delicious. Those are the first two sips of tea this morning, and I'm going for a third. Oh, yeah. Mmm, so good. Oh yeah, a little warm, but that's good stuff. Oh, okay, so. Oh, what am I doing? I've been awake now for 45 minutes. And, I was thinking it was going to be a warm day today, and it is actually kind of warm. It's about 55 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's somewhat sunny, mostly sunny, but it's really windy again today. I thought it was going to be nice, but the wind picked up last night and blah, 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 so I cannot go out and look for dudes today. At least not while I'm carrying around a bunch of radio equipment. So we're not looking for dudes. What are we doing instead? Well, here I am watching TV. It's the Yu-Gi-Oh! Movie. Yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh! The Dark Side of Dimensions. And right now, where are we in it? Oh yeah, we've only got about half an hour or 25 minutes left, and so it's coming to a climax here. Yugi is fighting Seto Kaiba, and Yugi tricked him. Yugi tricked Saito. Stupid Kaiba. Of course, the first thing he does is play the Blue Eyes White Dragon, kills Yugi's cards, and, of course, falls for the trap, because that then generates Dark Magician. Boom, boom, boom. Now we have a fight. Kaiba takes 500 damage. And I'm sure the thing you were most hoping to hear today was some live commentary on fictional Yu-Gi-Oh! Matches. Mmm. Good tea. What's that strange noise I hear behind me? As he turns to look, even though I don't need to look. The wind is blowing hard enough that leaves are falling off the trees. And then the leaves fall near the window, or they get blown by the window. Or leaves are moving on the sidewalk out in front of the window. Pippa is watching them, and she's trying to get them. She's pawing at the glass. She's doing all kinds of funny kitty moves. What a crazy kitty. Yay. Aren't cats fun? Yes, they are. Ugh, I'm barely awake. Seems like I'm doing pretty good. Yugi summons Dark Magician Girl. Nice boots. Oh. Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, this is another one of these kind of non-productive, bizarre days. At least so far. What am I doing? I got a letter in the mail yesterday that I was waiting for, and it finally showed up. Took long enough. But now what do I do about it? I don't know. I'll look into that a little bit later. And, what else do I need to do today? I don't need to go to the store. I don't need to go anywhere today, do I? No? I do not. I'm sitting here thinking about it. Da 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 da. Anyway. Oh. Not quite functional today. But the weirdest part of this morning so far, even though it is technically afternoon right now, I did wake up in the morning during the AM. Last night I was out and about for a few minutes, driving around in my car. And I thought, oh, I will turn on the classic rock station to see if I can hear any classic rock. And I heard some bad stuff. Some stuff that I just cannot stomach at all. And then I heard, because, you know, you can't go 11 minutes on our classic rock station without hearing Led Zeppelin. I heard Ramble On. Oh. Yeah, there's an old song. Classic rock. Who is listening to these stations? Well, other than me, obviously, just out of weird curiosity. Classic rock. Yeah, so anyway, Led Zeppelin. Ramble On. And that's one of their songs that I can tolerate. That, in my mind, that's one of their better pieces. And so I appreciated hearing that, and I kind of liked it. I'm like, yeah, this is not too bad. Yeah, I'm not a huge Led Zeppelin fan, but I've learned to appreciate them as I got older. When I was a kid, I just couldn't stand them. Just because everybody else was like, oh my God, Led Zeppelin's so great. It's like, yeah, they're okay. Oh. So, yeah, I woke up this morning and I have Ramble On stuck in my head. Ramble On! And I can't do it. Ramble On! There's no way I'm going to be able to sing this early in the day. Not with my sinuses still trying to do their thing. Led Zeppelin. Huh. Oh. And we can't ever bring up Led Zeppelin without reminding everybody who's listening that I'm drinking tea. No, what I was going to say is I just want everybody who's listening to sign the petition demanding that the next Harry Potter movie should star Robert Plant as Professor Dumbledore. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah, it would. Robert Plant, he's already a wizard. You might as well put him in a movie as a wizard. That's just easy casting. That's just the easy way out. Oy. So, last night when I wasn't listening to Led Zeppelin. Oh, wait, we gotta check the TV schedule to see if there's any Gilmore Girls on today. Nope. It's all ER. And then Charmed. Oh, Gilmore Girls, tonight at 7 and 8. We get two Gilmore Girls on today. Will I be watching these? It's unlikely, but I'm hoping to catch some of it as long as I don't forget. Although, Snowdusk's show comes on right there during this. So I won't see the second one. Because we gotta listen to Intergalactic Wasabi Mix tonight. That'll be fun. Because being as it's Tuesday, it's 80s night. So be sure to tune into Intergalactic Wasabi Mix tonight at 00:00 hours. I think that's the time. It's a number of hours from now, so we gotta wait. What am I gonna do in the meantime? Well, I gotta check this channel to see who's playing in this MLS game. Not DC United, aka not Wayne Rooney, so we do not need to see it. La-di-da-di-da. What does that mean? It means I'm probably going to watch a lot of YouTube today. And last night, when I wasn't watching, when I wasn't listening to Led Zeppelin, I was watching YouTube. And I got onto some weird stuff. I was watching more gun stuff, but I wasn't watching the shotgun guys do all their weird stuff with slugs. I was actually watching a guy talk about antique weapons, the kind of stuff that I really like, weird old guns. And I forget what this guy's channel is, but apparently he goes to auction houses. I've seen a bunch of his videos, and they all take place either in an auction house or the Institute of Military Technology. So that was interesting. So this guy goes to, you know, auction houses whenever they have an interesting old antique gun. And they say, hey, come here and talk about this. And so he does these 10, 15, 20-minute videos talking about these old antique guns. And sometimes he takes them apart to show us how they work and stuff like that. He never shoots any of these guns, which is fine. But it's an interesting thing. And I've seen this guy talk about all kinds of old antique stuff, important things, and weird curiosa and obscure old things. A good tea. So I might go back to watching some of that guy. What's his name? Ian something. And the last video of him I watched last night was him talking about the World War II Type 89 Japanese mortar. A strange little light mortar that I'm vaguely familiar with. I'm vaguely familiar with World War II weapons. Not because I'm a historian or anything like that, but just due to my wargaming interest. And so I'm familiar with some of this stuff, and anything that I, you know about, it's like, oh, well, check that out. See what this guy has to say about that, and blah, 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 blah. So that's been kind of fun. I've been learning lots of weird little things. Like, in case I ever have to take apart an antique firearm. It's just one of those type of things. I was watching one of his videos about... now my mind just went totally blank. What were those... What are those old revolvers called? I can't remember. My brain is not functioning right now. But anyway, he was examining an old cap and ball pistol, an old cap and ball revolver. And if you're not familiar with the operation of cap and ball revolvers, they do not take cartridges. They're a black powder weapon. You put, you know, powder in the cylinder, and you put a ball on it, you tamp it down. And then you put a cap on the outside, and blah, 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 it's cap and ball pistol. And he dissembled it. We looked at it. It was all very interesting. So now I feel like I can disassemble one of those. Dissemble. In case that ever happens. I sort of doubt it. But it was interesting. It's good to know. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? At some point in time, somebody might call me up and say, "Hey, by the way, do you know how to take one of these apart?" Well, strangely enough, I actually do. I learned from a guy on YouTube. YouTube. Oh, good tea. Having so much fun with this tea. It's so delicious. I need tea. I do like black powder firearms due to my interest in black powder warfare, which I also like to model a great deal. So much so that the main table in my war room is dedicated to black powder warfare, specifically around the time of the American War of Independence, sometimes known as the Revolutionary War, if you live in America. So why am I so interested in the warfare of that time period? I don't know. It's just because it's so weird. It's not, you know, it's not how we think of warfare today. Warfare today, and for the last who knows how long, you know, it's all, you know, fire and maneuver, fire and maneuver, fire and maneuver. Whereas back then, it was all everybody line up, aim, fire. Now take 20 seconds to reload your rifle. And let's just hope that nobody charges on us. Oh, fascinating. Fascinating. Why is that so fascinating to me? I don't know. It's just so weird, so different. You know, we had that funny jump from, you know, basically like pike and musket tactics to, you know, muskets. It's just, I don't know. Where am I going with this? I have no idea. I'm not going anywhere. Oh, the tea is good, though. Maybe I should have waited a while before I did the show today. Maybe I should wait until I have all the tea in me. And then I can do a show. No, that's just too difficult. That just takes too long. Oh, yeah. What am I doing today? I don't know. Yes, I'm sitting here thinking about the Dick Dale scale again. That lovely Arabic scale that we all know and love so much. And I'm actually playing it on my on my travel guitar right now. Just because I thought maybe if I had some frets, I could deal with this a little bit easier. Try to remember where it is. The scale goes like this. almost is a very inconvenient scale for me, because that jump, that three half step jump in those both those places, it's just, what am I supposed to do there? Am I supposed to shift positions? Am I supposed to reach for it? What am I doing? And all you gotta do to play, you know, classic Dick Dale songs like Miser Lou is to just go up and down that scale. But I'm trying to figure out the mechanics of it. When do I move my hand? When do I do this? When do I do that? I do not know. Something like that. Something like that. I don't know. Maybe I need to listen to it. But that's not the difficult part. I need to figure out, see, this is one, if I go down to half position, see, I can do, then I gotta shift to, like, third position, and then sixth, fourth and a half position? I don't know. I do not know. Listen to that. Six strings. And I don't even think that sounds quite as good as my cigar box. Cigar box out now, kids. It's kind of early to be doing this. I can't even hold it properly. It's too early. Thank you. I do love doing that. It's a little cliche. And I hate being cliche. But that's just fun. Standing next to a mountain, bitches. Knock it down with the edge of my hand. Ugh. It's too early to be doing this. Looks like I've finally killed enough time to say that it's time to go. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Every single day. Right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I've been your host and Giddybox player. I gotta go. I gotta watch some YouTube, learn some more instruments, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?
アット・ザ・サード・デュート・ザ・タイム・ウィル・ビー20アワーズ00ミニ